252, Samhain, Samhain, Duniya, Kendi. The world calls him Samhain. I am his intoxicated one. Very happily, he gave me the gift of immortal Kapal. And you know that very happily in the Hindi is Hasada, Hasada, which means literally laughing and laughing. And of course, there are some marvelous pictures of Samhain Singh laughing, which melt your heart. And I always like to translate it, laughing and laughing, he gave me the gift of immortal Kripal. Since I saw Samhain, I have hidden him in my eyes. I have never forgotten the way Samhain smiled. Samhain is beloved. Samhain is beautiful. Samhain is the owner of my heart. He was the radiant form who lives in the eyes. His style was unique. His glory was unique. Still I have not understood. Every day I cry. Every day I sing. People call me mad. White beard, broad forehead, tying a turban he came. Even the fairies bow down to him, and the moon has come out in the sky. The world searches for him outside, but he has given everyone the slip. Let us all go to Sirsa, Kripal proclaimed. Ajay also sang, gracious Samhain has caused the drizzle to shower. Come, let us all have the darshan of the radiant form. The world calls him Samhain. I am his intoxicated one. Laughing and laughing, he gave me the gift of immortal Kripal. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 252.
Samhain, Samhain, Duniya Kendi, Meho Dima Sitani, Hansida, Hansida, Degiya Menu, Kirpal Marnishani. Samhain, Samhain, Duniya Kendi, Meho Dima Sitani, Hansida, Hansida, Degiya Menu, Kirpal Marnishani. Samhain, Samhain, Duniya Kendi, Jadada Samhain Najariya, Palka Vicha Lukaya, Aaj Tak Na Bhulahi Sakiya, Jo Samhain Muskaya. Jadada Samhain Najariya, Palka Vicha Lukaya, Aaj Tak Na Bhulahi Sakiya, Jo Samhain Muskaya. Samhain Pyara, Samhain Sona, Samhain Pyara, Samhain Sona, Samhain Dilbar Jani, Hansida, Hansida, Degiya Menu, Kirpal Marnishani. Samhain, Samhain, Duniya Kendi, Meho Dima Sitani, Hansida, Hansida, Degiya Menu, Kirpal Marnishani. sawan duniya kendi o si ekanurani chehra ankavicha samaya chojni rali shanani rali aj samaj na aaya o si ekanurani chehra ankavicha samaya choj nirali shana nirali aj samajna aaya nita hi rova nita hi gava nita hi rova nita hi gava lokkahina divani hansida hansida dehi giyamenu impal marani shani sawana duniya kendi meyo dimasitani hansida dehi giyamenu kirpala marani shani sawana duniya kendi celo niseyo chiti dari choda mata pagari manasa ja aya pariyata kaunu sajde kar diya chanvi ambara chadaya chiti dari choda mata pagariban saja aya pariyata kaunu sajde kar diya chanvi ambara chadaya duniya onu bahar labdi duniya honu bahar labdi degiya ki tej kani hansida degiya menu kirpal mar nishani sawana duniya kendi meyo dimasitani hansida dehi giya menu kirpal mar nishani sawana duniya kendi celo niseyo sirsanu chaliye kirpal ne ho kalaya sawande alune irima jimalai ajaiba ne vigaya aluni seyo sirsanu chaliye kirpal ne ho kalaya sawande alune irima jimalai ajaiba ne avo sabhi darshan kariye ab sab hi darshan kariye o surat nurani hansida dehi giyo menu kirpal marni shani sawan duniya kendi me yodimasitani hansida dehi giyo menu kirpal marni shani sawan duniya kendi.
The world calls him Sawan. I am his intoxicated one. Laughing, he gave me the gift of immortal kapal. I want to begin today by reading Kapal's 1967 birthday message. This is part of the series of 67 circulars, which I find especially relevant and helpful no matter what happens. He says, "Dear children of light, I send my hearty love and blessings to you, one and all, on this, my 74th physical birthday. I am a man and souled body like each one of you. All are men first, bearing the badges of one or the other religion. All mankind is one with the same privileges from God, namely born the same way, having the same construction of their bodies, outer and inner, and the same conscious entity, a drop of the ocean of all consciousness, enlivening the body. To be born in a temple is good, as it works as casing of the kernel of truth, alive. But to die while concealed to the casing and forgetting the kernel of truth within is debarring one from the truth, which is a heinous sin. In my heart I have a vision of fraternity of spirit. Organized religion with too much emphasis on outer forms and rituals become fortified compartments of egoistic power more than instruments of service or aids of self-realization. These inevitably result in quarrels with one another. We need a simple movement of the spirit with harmony and brotherhood of humanity and love for man, bird, and beast. I take the religion as a yoga of life with love. Yoga means the control of mind and subdual of desires vitiated with egoism. This will lead to real happiness if we renounce the fruits of our actions and work as instruments or puppets of the Lord. Let our actions be an offering to the Lord. Mind that spirituality is non-egoism. May our selfless work for spreading this message of the Master, which is God's work, draw many unto thee, O Lord, and may our name be forgotten. Let us belong to the kingdom of the Master, the Word made flesh, and dedicate our life to the service of the Master, who is the beauty of the simple life and selfless service. Let us follow the Master and make his noble teachings as a part and parcel of our lives, and attune ourselves with Jyoti, or the light, and the music of all harmonies reverberating in all creation, which will open our inner eye and will leave no room in our hearts for spite or hatred for others. What to speak of brothers and sisters who are united in unbreakable bonds of spirit, by the Master. Your heart will be filled with love and compassion for all that live, sentient or insentient, namely man, beast, bird, and all nature. We should lead and teach a life of compassion and love to all beings on earth. He really knoweth who loveth and serveth all, is the message of wise ones of humanity like Buddha, Christ, and Nanak. It is the message our daily life and modern world so piteously need. I wish you to progress spiritually and to lead a life of righteousness, namely good thoughts, good words, and good actions. With all love, yours own, Kripal Singh, January 21st, 1967. And I want to continue with a brief section from the talk that Master Kripal gave when we celebrated his birthday in Washington in 1964. That too is a week earlier than his birthday, whereas this year we will be celebrating a week later. But nonetheless, Master often did arrange for his birthday to be celebrated at some other time when it was necessary to do that. Anyway, this is from a talk called Love is the Way. What we just read sort of leads into this. Master says, Godhood is the birthright of every human being. Fortunately, we have that birthright. It is the grace of God. And the grace of God has further descended in that we have some desire, some yearning for God. It is to achieve Him, to find Him, that we have cared to join any school of thought or religion. It is possible through love alone to become God, I would say. The lover and the beloved both become one. Christ said, I and my Father are one. And St. Paul said, It is I, not now I, but it is Christ that lives in me. This is what is meant by the word Gurumukh. Master is God in man, and a lover of the Master becomes a Gurumukh. He becomes the Guru, a God-man in man. This is the ultimate feat of love, and this is the easiest way. I remember a story that has just struck me. Lord Rama went into exile for 14 years. He went to the wilderness where many other yogis were living. There was one lady there of a very low caste. She heard that Lord Rama was coming into exile into the wilderness. And what did she do? She thought, Rama will be coming and he may be barefooted so that the thorns might prick his feet. So she simply cleared the way of all thorns. And then she thought in the heart of her heart, when he comes, what shall I offer him? In the wilderness, there is no food to eat, but there are berries everywhere. She began to pluck berries and taste them. Those that were sweet, she put in her pocket. So she kept all those tasted berries with her. Each of the yogis who was living there thought that perhaps he was the greatest of the yogis and that Lord Rama would be coming to his cottage. Mind that this I-hood, I know better, I am better than all these others, is the last weakness that leaves a man, even the so-called masters. But where did Rama go? When he went to the wilderness, he met the lady who had collected the berries. And what did he do? She offered him those berries that were tasted, and he ate them. Love knows no law. Love is above all. And of course, what Master is referring to here is not our particular issues of sanitation or whatever. He is talking about caste stuff, Hinduism, Orthodox Hinduism, this lady, whose name was Shivri, and is referred to many times by both Kripal and Sanchi, and probably many other masters too, was a Bilni, that is, a female member of the Bil group, which was not really a caste. They were untouchables. They were very dark. They were what is called a forest tribe. They never got assimilated into Hinduism. They were completely off the wall as far as Orthodox Hindus of high caste were concerned. And in Orthodox Hinduism, if a Brahmin, for example, a truly Orthodox Brahmin, I don't say that many Brahmins today would think this, but traditionally, if a truly Orthodox Brahmin is eating and an untouchable walks by and casts a shadow on him, he considers himself polluted, let alone taste his food before he eats it. And when I was in India in 69 with Master Kripal, he sent us all the Westerners to watch a performance of the Ram Lila, which is the dramatization of Tulsidas's Ramayana, in which this is acted out. And we saw this on stage. And Rama's brother, Lakshman, who accompanies him, is absolutely horrified when the Bilni Shivri offers him the tasted berries. He can't stand it. He turns his back. He's horrified, absolutely aghast. But Lord Rama very lovingly takes them and accepts them and is grateful for them. The yogis living there had been doing penances for hundreds of years. Then he went to them and they came up to him and asked, "Will you kindly grace our cottage?" There was a pond of water where they lived that was full of insects, small insects, what we would call polluted. There was no other source of water, and they asked Lord Rama if he would just clean the pond of all dirt and insects by his grace, by putting his feet into the water. Because it was generally thought that if a really holy person put his feet into polluted water, it would clear up the pollution. He said, "No, I think you are the greatest of the yogis. Why don't you put in your feet? For they must be better able to clear up the pond." They did, and the water remained the same. Then they forced him, "Kindly put your feet into the water and all insects will go." He said, "All right, it's up to you." He also put his feet into the pond, but the insects were still there. Lord Rama had to demonstrate the greatness of love. True love does not know any show, mind that. He said, "I think it would be best if you called that Bilni and let her put her feet into the water." Then she came and put her feet into the water, and the pond was cleared. These are instances to show that love is a great miracle. God is love. Through love only you become one with God. You can become one with him whom you love. As you think, so you become. But we have not seen God. How can we love? We can only love one whom we have seen, who is at the same level at which we are working. The Mohammedan scriptures tell us each man must have some beloved. What sort of beloved? Not one that leaves you, but is ever with you. One who does not leave you in this life and in the life hereafter. And who can he be? It is the God in him. Christ gave an example to show this. So long as the branches are embedded in the fruit-growing tree, they give fruit. But when they are cut off, they cannot give fruit. Then he said, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. So long as you remain embedded in me, you will bear forth ample fruit." Do you see? This is what is meant by love. Hafiz, a great saint, tells us, "O God, people call me Hafiz, but I am no longer Hafiz. I am he who lives in me." So for human beings, God becomes human and has love for his beings. In that man who has become one with God, God becomes man, God in man, and man in God. This is the word I have given in this message too. And who was he? My master. I saw him. He was man and God. To love master is to love God, the God in him, not the son of man. Mind that there is no sadhana greater than love. All outer performances, rites and rituals, the saying of prayers, are only meant for love. If you have developed love, everything is there. There is no higher law than love. And there is no goal beyond love, because love is God and God is love. In this way, God and love are identical. For the one who has divine love has reached God. He is one with him. That is why I said here that what the masters taught in their lives is a religion above all religions. They gave out that very love. No amount of intellect can fathom God. No amount of austerity can enable you to attain God. Only when one loves him and loses oneself in him can one find him. It is only by the feet of love that you can lose yourself when the two become one. And there are no other means, there is no other way back to God except through love. And I want to conclude the reading with Sanchi's introduction to the coming spiritual revolution. Now this, of course, this book, which is a collection of discourses of Kripal, was put together under Sanchi's guidance. I had several conferences with him about this book and what was to go in it. In my last time that I saw him, which was in February 1997, I asked him if he would write an introduction for the book about his time with Kripal. And he said that he had already written a great deal about that, and that I should find those things and put them together, what I thought was relevant, and that would be serve as an introduction. So I did that, and I was going to bring it with me here to Shamaz in July 97. But of course, Sanchi left the body just before that happened, so he never did see what I put together. But it was done at his instruction, and these are his words. I included selections from talks, messages, and bhajans. So if you put together, it's pretty powerful and gives a very strong impression of what Kripal was like, especially from the point of view of his Gurumukh disciple. A unique light has come, who has become the help of the suffering ones. He removes the pain and makes them meditate on Nam. When the black night of falsehood comes, the truth becomes hidden. When the clouds of tyranny come, religion feels suffocated. But when the will of the Lord comes, it shows his skills openly to remove the tyranny, to make us meditate on Nam. He is everyone's companion, and he makes them meditate on Nam. Obeying the orders of the Lord, he makes them drink the cup of nectar. Becoming a man, he came and showed the secret of Satchkhand after meeting Sawan to make others meditate on Nam. We are dirty for ages and ages. He makes us clean. He himself removes the dirt by becoming the washerman of souls. We have no control over him. He is always teaching us to put us on the path and make us meditate on Nam. He is the dear divine light of his father Hukam Singh. Poor Ajayb wants support and he has been helping him. The Sangat has come together to congratulate Gulab Devi and to celebrate the Bhandara of Kripal. I thank the all-gracious Lord who left his real home, Sachkhand, and his real form of Shabad, and taking the human body, dwelt among us. His parents gave him a very beautiful name, Kripal, which means one who is gracious. That Kripal showered such grace that he taught everyone the message of love. He taught everyone that we are the children of the same God. We are living under one sky. We are living on one earth. And we are all created by God. And that is why we should treat everyone with love and affection. That Kripal left no stone unturned in showering his grace. He always showered his grace. He used to say, "Now the giver has come, take it." And those who were ready to receive his grace understood that great soul according to their receptivity, and they got grace according to their receptivity. We can even say that Kripal had sight, and we were all blind in front of him. And he himself called us and made us hold his finger, and only then were we able to recognize him. We know that always he had the word of love on his tongue. Whatever he spoke was of love. He was prepared to bring everyone in this world together in love, no matter to which country or religion they belonged. He was very pleased to bring everyone together in the relationship of love. He used to say, "We have come here to do the devotion of the Lord." And he always made us do the devotion of the Lord. And he said, "We can only do the devotion of the Lord if we have love for the creation of the Lord. If we claim that we love God, we need to love the creation of the Lord more than we love the Lord, because the Lord has created this whole creation, and unless we have love for everyone and give up enmity and jealousy for others, we cannot do the devotion of the Lord. The Lord has come down from Sachkhand, and we must do his devotion and go back to him. But unless we have love for everyone, we cannot do his devotion." So that all-gracious Kripal was an ocean of love, and all those who became devotees of love received love from him. So we should also follow his teachings, obey his commandments, and go back to him and become a part of him. Today is the auspicious day, and it has come with good fortune, for we had the darshan of our beloved Satguru. One who is entangled in this world, one who is always forgetful in this world, one who has gone many times up and down, one who is stopped in this world, one who was caught in the superstition and blind faith of the world, he has been taught the teachings of Satguru, and Satguru has put him on the path. Today he speaks some of light, some far and near, and other matters are coming on his lips like waves in the ocean. He has awakened us from within by saying some incidents of past days, some of the present days, some of the coming days, and he has told us many good things. Thus he has awakened us from within. He who is the beloved and worthy of worship in this mortal world, he is free from all temptations. He is the star of this dark world. He has removed the sins from the world, from me and you. He has cleared up the difference between the liar and the truthful one, between the low and the high. One destined for hell gets heaven if he comes to his path. This is in one's own hands. One who does this, whether today or tomorrow, will never die out of hunger for Nam, because coming to this path Many sinners have turned into devotees. God is not achieved in the mosque, nor is he in the temple. He is not in the wilderness, but he is within everyone. When we close our outer eyes and walk on the path shown by Master and do the Simran of Master's teaching, Master himself unites us with God after bringing us to the path. From the shadow of the clouds, from behind the drops of rain, from the cold of winter and the fire of summer, Master's teachings, Master's grace, and Master's sayings have liberated millions of sinners who have remembered his name only once. This is the determination of Ajay. Always be attached to Kripal. Always be happy in his will. Whatever he gives, be contented with that. This is your path. If you go away from it, you will go astray. You will suffer. Because those who have forgotten their Satguru have not been happy. When he came, I didn't put any question to him. I didn't even ask him, "Who are you?" Once Master asked everybody, "Do you want to see God?" And everybody raised their hands and said, "Yes, we want to see God." And Master told them, "Those who want to see God, close your eyes." Everybody closed their eyes, but I didn't close my eyes. There were some dear ones who complained that I wasn't closing my eyes. Azur smiled and he told them, "Yes, he has understood. Because I said, you have told them that those who want to see God should close their eyes, but I am seeing my God with open eyes. Why should I close my eyes when I am seeing my God walking in all other things?" I always compare that Master's story there with the poem of Blake, William Blake, which I quote in the foreword to this book. God appears and God is light to those poor souls who dwell in night, but does a human form display to those who dwell in realms of day. Once I was sleeping in the room with Master Kripal, and we were both lying down, and I was looking at Master Kripal, and Master was looking at me. Suddenly he asked me, "Are you awake?" And I answered, "No, I am sleeping from ages and ages." Then Master called me near him. He told me, "Come on, come here." And he sat on the bed and he told me to sit on the chair. And then he looked into my eyes very deeply. He awakened my soul with that one look only. Only you know your nature. No one else can know. Only he upon whom your grace descends will recognize you. Age after age you came. First you were called by the name Kabir. Liberating the world from rites and rituals, you made them devoted to the spiritual path. You suffered the pain and torture. You told them the secret of the real home. Becoming Nanak, you liberated the world. Then you had the name Angad. You were called Amardev, Guru Ramdas Ji, and Arjan Dev. Guru Arjan Ji sat on the heated iron and became grateful to the will. Hargobind, Hari Rai, Hari Krishan Ji are the beloved ones. Satguru Tegh Bahadur sacrificed his head for Dharma. Guru Gobind Singh graced Ratnagar Rao and gave honor to the homeless ones. Tulsi Sahib, the lover of Naam, liberated Swamiji. Swamiji made Jamal Singh board the ship of Naam. Jamal Singh's beloved Sawan separated the milk from the water. beautiful Sawan developed this garden in which he placed a gardener. His name is Beloved Kripal, and he is the protector of the Sangha. Listen to this request of poor Ajay. Protect the honor of the honorless ones. Only you know your nature. No one else can know. Only he upon whom your grace descends will recognize you. I had many opportunities to sing bhajans in front of Master Kripal. I did not prepare for singing the bhajans. It was not that I would write a bhajan and then sing it to my master. It would come instantly. In fact, it was he himself who would make me say the words of praise of him. So whenever in my words of poetry, in my bhajans, I would sing the name of Master Sawan Singh Ji, at once the tears would start rolling down his cheeks and he would start weeping. And those fortunate souls are the best people, those who shed tears in the remembrance of the Master. When Supreme Father Kripal left the body of five elements, he came in the will of God and he left in the will of God. But when he left his physical body, this poor Jay wept very much in his remembrance. When I was weeping, one person came to me and said, "You have always said that you should never cry or weep when anyone leaves the body, because just by weeping or crying for someone, you cannot bring that person back. You have always said that, but now you yourself are crying. You are a wise person. Why are you crying?" At that time, I was in deep pain. I could not talk very properly. But still, I told him this story. There was once a king who decided to go on a tour to some other states, to some other kingdoms. He told his queen that he was going on the tour. When he left, he did not really go on the tour. After some time, he just came back, canceling his tour. But the queen was in love with another man. And when the king had left for the tour, she had already made arrangements with the man she loved, saying, "The king has now gone on tour and he will not come back for some days. So you come and we will enjoy." When the king came back, at that time the queen and the other man were enjoying and sleeping together. The king was surprised to see that another man was with the queen, and he was also surprised because that was the palace. How could another man come into the palace? But when he saw that the other man was with his wife and they both were sleeping naked, he did not get upset. He did not show that he was there, and they did not know that the king had come back. The king simply took off his shawl and covered them with it, and he went into the other room. Now when both of them woke up, the queen was terrified to see the king's shawl over them, and she thought that the king would give her punishment because he had seen all that they had done. Because this was the shawl of the king, and nobody else would have come and covered them with it except him. So when the queen thought of that, she became very afraid. But the king did not mention anything about that to the queen, even though they met many times after that and lived together for many years. The king never mentioned anything about that to the queen. After some years, when the king's end time came, he called his sons and gave them the successorship, and then he told them that they should respect their mother and obey her. "Take good care of her. She is a good woman. Do whatever she tells you." And then he transferred some property and things for the expenses of the queen also. But when the king was telling his sons to take care of their mother, the queen started weeping and went on weeping very bitterly. The king asked her, "Why are you weeping now? I have transferred so much property to your name and you will be comfortable when I die. What else do you want? Why are you weeping?" She said, "I am not weeping for any wealth. I am crying because now, when you are leaving, who will come and throw the shawl over me? Who will hide my faults? So I told the dear one that that was why I was weeping. I told him that when the beloved master was in the physical form, he used to hide my faults. He used to forgive me for my faults. Even now, when he has gone back to Satchkhand, in his radiant form he is showering grace on me, and he is forgiving me and hiding my faults. But when you have the physical form of the master in front of you, you can express what is in your heart. You can go and weep at his feet. Just by having the darshan of the physical form of the master, you can get rid of so many bad sins and bad karmas that you have done, which you cannot do very easily when the master is not there in his physical form. So that is why those who go within and see the glory of the master within, and who know how the darshan of the master works, they weep in the remembrance of the master, because they know that now the master is not going to come back in his physical form and hide their faults. He is not going to come and throw the shawl over their faults. Kripal gave only this message, and even the wind also teaches us this. If you keep walking while doing the Simran, the destination comes to you by itself. The fort of deceit will be destroyed in this world because walls of sand do not last. There are so many sins with you. You are a great sinner. Hail the power of Almighty Kripal, who carries all the burden. No one is an enemy. No one belongs to anyone else. Everyone is your very own. For as the Gurbani teaches, all this world was created from one light. O Guru Kripal, the negative power trembles, and death also is nervous in front of whomever has caught hold of your finger. Ajayb says, apologize to Kripal if your soul wants happiness. Kripal gave only this message, and even the wind also teaches us this. If you keep walking while doing the Simran, the destination comes to you by itself. Dear ones, the great Satgurus left their home of permanent peace and happiness and came into this burning world for the forgetful sinners like us. Working so hard day and night, they brought the people of different kinds into the gardens of their satsangs. They protected us and took care of us like tender plants. We are the forgetful jivas. They gave us the holiest, purest, and simple teachings of the meditation of Surat Shabad. They put us on the path of spirituality. Every day, giving the water of satsang and sprinkling the drops of their gracious sight, they made our burning and dry hearts green. They brought us close to each other by sewing us in the silken thread of love and made us brothers and sisters. They made us the members of their spiritual family and explained to us that we are the children of the same Father. So our relationship is very firm here and also in the beyond. In very forceful words, the great Satguru explained to us that this world is a traveler's inn. No one has ever lived here forever, nor is anyone going to live here forever. Remember that you have to leave this place, so make your life and your earnings clean. Make the Satguru and the fear of him dwell in your heart. Make room for his love in your heart. Spare at least 10% of your time and use it for the meditation of Shabad Nam. Make meditation an important part of your life so that with the grace of the Master and under his guidance, you may reach your true abode and have his darshan in abundance. Dear ones, we have spent all our life beautifying our body. Now the time has come to pay attention to our soul. The soul has been crying, but we never pay any attention to her. We never pay any attention to cleaning her. Today, on this holy occasion, that is the birthday of the Master, this was Sanchi's last birthday message on the birthday of Kripal, which was read out to the Sanghat in India on the 6th of February, 1997. Today, on this holy occasion, and remembering the beautiful form of the Master, let us all take this vow, make this promise, that from now on we will spend as much time in meditation as possible, falling at the feet of the Master with all humility and with a true heart. Let us all pray that he may give us such understanding and strength that from this day we may understand the long-forgotten work of doing Simran as the most important and personal work, and start doing bhajan and simran. Dear ones, today is a very auspicious opportunity to pray to the Master and ask him for his blessings and grace. We should clean the soul with the broom of simran, and with meditation beautify our souls. Apologize for our faults. Who knows whether we will get such an opportunity again or not. I can assure you that if our efforts are determined and our faith in the Master is strong, definitely the destination will kiss our feet and will welcome us. So let us appreciate the time and not let it slip out of our hands. Let us apply ourselves in cleaning our soul, so that we may make our birth successful and earn the pleasure of Hazur Kripal. Ajay Singh.
ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਹੁਕਮ ਅੰਦਰ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਆ, ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਸੰਦੇਸ਼ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਆ, ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਸੰਦੇਸ਼ ਆ ਕੇ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਸੰਦੇਸ਼ ਆਤਮਾ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ.
This is the bani of Swami Ji Maharaj. Very lovingly he explains to us that saints and mahatmas, the beloveds of God, have always come into this world. They do not come in this world to form any new religion, and they do not come in this world to break any of the existing or the old religions. They come in the will of God, and they bring the message and love of God. Their message is for all the souls, and they come not only for one particular community, but they come for the whole world.
ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਦੋ ਤਾਕਤਾਂ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਇੱਕ ਮਨ ਹੈ, ਇੱਕ ਆਤਮਾ ਹੈ. ਮਨ ਕਾਲ ਦਾ ਏਜੰਟ ਹੈ, ਬੜਾ ਇਮਾਨਦਾਰੀ ਨਾਲ ਆਪਣੇ ਮਾਲਕ ਦਾ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ. ਆਤਮਾ ਸਤਿਪੁਰਸ਼ ਦੀ ਅੰਸ਼ ਹੈ, ਜੋ ਕਿ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਵਸ ਪੈ ਕੇ ਉੱਲੀ ਫਿਰਦੀ ਹੈ. ਜਦ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਮਿਲਣ ਦਾ ਸ਼ੌਕ, ਬਿਰੇ, ਤੜਪ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਅੰਸਾਂਸੀ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਆਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਝੁਕਾਅ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਹੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਮਨ ਕੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕੋਈ ਆਤਮਾ ਅੰਦਰ ਨਾ ਜਾਵੇ, ਕੋਈ ਗੁਰੂ ਭਗਤੀ ਨਾ ਕਰ ਸਕੇ, ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਬਾਹਰ ਮੁਖੀ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਬੜੇ ਬੜੇ ਅਜੀਬ ਅਭਿਆਸਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਫਸਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ. ਕਦੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਪੈਸੇ ਇਕੱਠੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਜੰਗਲਾਂ ਪਹਾੜਾਂ ਦੀ ਯਾਤਰਾ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਰ ਪੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਕਦੇ ਹੋਰ ਧਰਮ ਅਸਥਾਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਯਾਤਰਾ ਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਤੁਰ ਪੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਕਈ ਹੋਰ ਕਿਸਮ ਦੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਰੀਤੀ ਰਿਵਾਜ ਨੂੰ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ.
ਦੇਰ ਆਰ ਟੂ ਪਾਵਰਸ ਵਿਚ ਵਰਕ ਇਨ ਅਵਰ ਵਿਦਿਨ, ਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਦਾ ਮਾਇੰਡ, ਅਦਰ ਇਜ਼ ਅਵਰ ਸੋਲ. ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦੀ ਹੈਬਿਟ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਐਵਰ ਦਾ ਡਿਜ਼ਾਇਰ ਫਾਰ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦਾ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਇਜ਼ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਿਡ ਵਿਦਿਨ ਅਵਰ ਸੋਲ, because it is his job, since he is the agent of negative power, and our soul is as of the same essence as that of Almighty Lord. So whenever within our soul the desire to do the devotion of Lord is created, and whenever anyone starts doing the devotion of Lord, since our mind is the agent of negative power And since our soul has forgotten, because she is being controlled and influenced by the mind, so whenever she is starting to do the devotion of Lord, it is the habit of the mind, because he is fulfilling his duties very honestly, he is doing the work of his master very honestly, so he always tries to keep the soul away from the devotion of Lord, and he does not allow any soul to do the devotion of Lord. He makes the soul extrovert, and after involving the soul in so many different outer things, he doesn't allow her to do the devotion of Lord. Sometimes our mind makes us do the trips or the so-called pilgrimages of the forest and the mountains after collecting a little bit of money. Sometimes he makes us involved in some other outer rites and rituals, and in this way he always keeps us from doing the real devotion of Lord.
Agar hor koi vas nahi chalda ta man apne hathiyar jo panch daku kargar hathiyar hai usde ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਉਦਾਲੇ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਦੇ ਕਾਮ ਦੀ ਲਹਿਰ 'ਚ ਵਹਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਦੇ ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਦੀ 'ਚ, ਕਦੇ ਮਾਨ ਦੀ 'ਚ, ਕਦੇ ਹੰਕਾਰ ਦੀ 'ਚ, ਇਹਨਾਂ ਲਹਿਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਸੀਂ ਵੜ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਭੁੱਲ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਹੋਰ ਤਾਂ ਹੋਰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੜ ਕੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਮੌਤ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਭੁੱਲ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ.
ਇਫ ਹੀ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਬਿਕਮ ਸਕਸੈਸਫੁਲ ਇਨ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਐਨੀ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨ, ਦੈਨ ਵਾਟ ਡਜ਼ ਹੀ ਡੂ? ਹੀ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੈਂਟਸ ਹਿਸ ਵੈਪਨਸ, ਹਿਸ ਫੋਰਸਸ. Sometimes he makes us way of in the wave of the lust, sometimes in the wave of the name and fame, sometimes in the wave of anger, sometimes in the wave of greed, attachment or egoism. In one or the other waves, he always makes us way of, and we get involved in them so much so that we even forget our death.
Ek sadhu bada maan da bharya hoya si, oh kise badshah de paas rehnda si. ਕੁਛ ਰਿਧੀਆਂ ਸਿੱਧੀਆਂ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਸੀ. ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਨੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਪ੍ਰਜਾ ਨੂੰ ਉਹਦੀਆਂ ਰਿਧੀਆਂ ਸਿੱਧੀਆਂ ਤੋਂ ਜਾਣੂ ਕਰਵਾਇਆ, ਔਰ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਸਾਬਤ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ 6 ਮਹੀਨੇ ਬਾਹਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਨਿਕਲਦਾ ਗਾ, ਮਕਾਨ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਖਾਣਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਖਾਂਦਾ ਗਾ. ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਦ ਇਹੋ ਜਿਹਾ ਕੋਈ ਚਮਤਕਾਰ ਹੋਵੇ, ਅਸੀਂ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਵਾਲੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਜਾਣ ਕਨੀਓ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਹੀ ਸੰਕੋਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ, ਵੱਧ ਤੋਂ ਵੱਧ ਜਾਵਾਂਗੇ ਕਿ ਐਸੇ ਆਦਮੀ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਕਰਨੇ ਚਾਹੀਦੇ ਹੈ. ਜਦੋਂ 6 ਮਹੀਨਿਆਂ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਸੰਤ ਨਿਕਲਦਾ, ਸਾਰੀ ਪਬਲਿਕ ਜੋ ਰਾਜੇ ਦੀ ਸੀ ਰਈਅਤ ਸਭ ਆਉਂਦੀ, ਵਾਜੇ ਗਾਜੇ ਵੱਜਦੇ, ਬੈਂਡ ਵਾਜੇ ਵੱਜਦੇ. ਇਹ ਮਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਹ ਸੰਤ ਦੀ ਖੁਰਾਕ ਸੀ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਰਾਜਾ ਤਾਰੀਫ ਕਰਦਾ ਨਾ ਰਾਜਦਾ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਕੁਛ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਖਾਂਦਾ ਗਾ, ਔਰ 6 ਮਹੀਨੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਸਮਾਧੀ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਬੈਠਾ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ. ਇੱਕ ਦਿਨ ਉੱਥੇ ਅੱਛਾ ਕਮਾਈ ਵਾਲਾ ਸਾਧੂ ਆ ਗਿਆ, ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਿ ਅੰਦਰੂਨੀ ਰਾਜ ਦਾ ਵਾਕਫ ਸੀ, ਜਿਸ ਨੇ ਆਤਮਾ ਔਰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਬਾਰੇ ਖੋਜ ਕੀਤੀ ਸੀ, ਅੱਛੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸੰਘਰਸ਼ ਕੀਤਾ ਸੀਗਾ. ਉਸ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਉਹ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਆਪਣੇ ਸਾਧੂ ਦੀ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਦੇਖੋ ਜੀ, ਇੱਕ ਸੰਤ ਸਾਡੇ ਵੀ ਰਹਿ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ 6 ਮਹੀਨੇ ਕੁਛ ਨਹੀਂ ਖਾਂਦਾ ਗਾ, 6 ਮਹੀਨੇ ਸਮਾਧੀ 'ਚ ਹੀ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਤਾਂ ਪੈਰੀਂ ਹੱਥ ਲਾਉਣੇ ਚਾਹੀਦੇ ਹੈ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਬੜੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਹੋ, ਕਰਨੀ ਵਾਲੇ ਹੋ, ਕੌਣ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਭੇਦ ਪਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ. ਹੁਣ ਉਹ ਕਮਾਈ ਵਾਲੇ ਸਾਧੂ ਸਨ, ਉਹਦੀ ਰਾਜੇ ਦੀ ਮਾਂ ਵਡਿਆਈ 'ਚ ਤਾਂ ਨਾ ਆਏ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਖੁਰਾਕ ਤਾਂ ਖਾਂਦਾ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਤੇਰਾ ਸੰਤ, ਪਰ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ. ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਚੋਰੀਓਂ ਕੁਛ ਖਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ. ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਨਹੀਂ ਐਸੀ ਗੱਲ ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਉਂ ਕਰਿਓ ਵੀ ਜਦ ਹੁਣ ਉਹ 6 ਮਹੀਨਿਆਂ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਨਿਕਲੇ ਤਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਦੀ ਰਜਤ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਇਹ ਮਨਿਆਦੀ ਕਰਾ ਦਿਓ ਵੀ ਸੰਤ ਜੀ ਇਸ ਹਫ਼ਤੇ ਬਾਹਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਨਿਕਲਣਗੇ, ਦੂਸਰੇ ਹਫ਼ਤੇ ਬਾਹਰ ਆਉਣਗੇ. ਕੋਈ ਆਦਮੀ ਉੱਥੇ ਸਵਾਗਤ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਨਾ ਜਾਏ, ਵਾਜਾ ਗਾਜਾ ਨਾ ਵੱਜੇ, ਫਿਰ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਆਪੇ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਇਹ ਸਵਾਲ ਦੇ ਜਵਾਬ ਦਾ, ਪ੍ਰਤੱਖ ਦੇਖ ਲਉਂਗੇ. ਜਦੋਂ ਉਸ ਸੰਤ ਦਾ ਬਾਹਰ ਨਿਕਲਣ ਦਾ ਮੌਕਾ ਬਣਿਆ ਸਿੱਧ ਦਾ, ਰਾਜੇ ਨੇ ਮਨਿਆਦੀ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਹਫ਼ਤਾ ਕਰਾ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਹਫ਼ਤੇ ਉਹ ਸਾਧੂ ਬਾਹਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਨਿਕਲੇਗਾ, ਅਗਲੇ ਹਫ਼ਤੇ ਬਾਹਰ ਨਿਕਲੇਗਾ. ਕੋਈ ਨਾ ਆਇਆ, ਅਗਲੇ ਹਫ਼ਤੇ ਕਿਹਨੇ ਆਉਣਾ ਸੀ ਵੀ ਕੀ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਇਸ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਨਿਕਲੇ ਜਾਂ ਨਾ ਨਿਕਲੇ. ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹ ਸਾਧੂ ਨੇ ਤਾਂ ਆਪਦੇ ਟਾਈਮ 'ਤੇ ਬਾਹਰ ਨਿਕਲਣਾ ਹੀ ਸੀ, ਉਸੇ ਟਾਈਮ 'ਤੇ ਉਹ ਬਾਹਰ ਨਿਕਲਿਆ. ਜਦੋਂ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਨਾ ਉੱਥੇ ਰਾਜਾ ਨਾ ਉੱਥੇ ਰਿਜਤ, ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਬੈਂਡ ਵਾਜਾ ਸਵਾਗਤ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲਾ, ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਅਸਤਬਾਜੀ ਚਲਾਉਣ ਵਾਲਾ, ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਫੁੱਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਹਾਰ ਗਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਾਉਣ ਵਾਲਾ। ਉਹ ਬਾਹਰ ਨਿਕਲਣ ਸਾਰ ਜਦੋਂ ਆਪਦੀ ਉਹਨੇ ਨਰਾਦਰੀ ਦੇਖੀ, ਉਹ ਸਹਾਰ ਨਾ ਸਕਿਆ, ਫੌਰਨ ਪ੍ਰਾਣ ਤਿਆਗ ਦਿੱਤੇ। ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਉਹ ਸੰਤ ਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਛਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਇਹ ਕੀ ਹੋਇਆ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ, ਇਹ ਐਂ ਕਿਉਂ ਮਰ ਗਿਆ, ਇਹਦੀ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ? ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਇਹ ਮਾਨ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਤਾਂ ਇਹਦੀ ਖੁਰਾਕ ਸੀ, ਅੱਜ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਮਿਲੀ ਨਾ। ਸੋ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਮਨ ਹੈ, ਕਾਲ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਿਦਾਲੇ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਹੋਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਐਸੀ ਮਾਨ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਫਸਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਅਸੀਂ ਤੁਰ ਪੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਸਿੱਧੀ ਹਾਸਲ ਕਰੀਏ, ਰਿੱਧੀ ਹਾਸਲ ਕਰੀਏ।
Once there was a sadhu who used to be desirous of having name and fame, and because of certain practices he used to do, he had obtained some supernatural powers. He used to live with a king. He used to remain inside for 6 months continuous without any food or anything else to eat, and he would come out only after that period of 6 months. That king was very proud of having such a sadhu in his kingdom, and he had even showed the supernatural powers of that sadhu to his people, and he had even praised that sadhu in front of his people. So everybody was praising that sadhu all the times, and that sadhu was always becoming very happy because he was well known and he got a lot of name and fame over there. That king would never get tired praising that sadhu because he thought that he was a very good sadhu, since he was not eating anything for 6 months and he comes out only after 6 months. Once it so happened that he went inside, and after six months when he would come out, all the people of that kingdom, including the king, would go to welcome that sadhu. They would play the musical band, they would take the garlands, they would burn the fireworks, and they would celebrate his coming out, and they would praise him in every possible way. This was the food of that sadhu, even though he would not eat anything for 6 months, but this was all he was looking for. So that was keeping him alive, that was making him do his fast for 6 months. But the king did not realize that, and he would always go on praising that sadhu, and he would always think that he is very fortunate one to have such a sadhu in his kingdom. Once it so happened that a perfect master who had done the research of soul and mind, and he who had realized God, he who had struggled with his mind very hard, and he who knew the reality of the mind, such a perfect Mahatma came to that kingdom, and that king told that Mahatma about the sadhu he was having. He praised that sadhu and he said that, "I am very fortunate one that I have such a sadhu in my kingdom who comes out only after 6 months. He does not eat anything and he is very good," and like that. And he also started praising that perfect Mahatma. But you know that perfect Mahatmas, they do not get puffed up by the praises, because they know that this is all the mind and they do not allow their mind to play any trick on them. So that perfect Mahatma did not get puffed up in the praise when the king was praising him. That perfect Mahatma said that, "King, you do not know that sadhu is eating the food." The king was surprised and he asked him that, "Mahatmaji, are you trying to say that he is eating the things when I am not around or when nobody is around?" He said that, "No, he is not eating that way. I will tell you something which you should do, and then you will know that what he eats. Because name and fame is his food, and he is surviving only on that food. Next time when he is about to come out, you should announce in the public that he will not come out on the fixed date, and he will come out a week later. So when he comes out, nobody should go there to welcome him. No one should play any musical band. No one should dance and rejoice in front of him. No one should burn the fireworks and things like that." The meaning was that no one should go and praise him, or no one should go and welcome him. And then you will see that what the result is going to be. So the same thing happened. The king announced that the sadhu was not going to come out until a week later than the fixed date. So when sadhu came out, to his surprise, there was nobody there to welcome him. Not even the king went there to receive him. And there was nobody to put the garlands in his neck. There were nobody to burn the fireworks. there was nobody there to play the musical band and dance in front of him and praise him and worship him and like that. So when he did not get his food of name and fame, at once he left the body. When he left the body, then the king asked that perfect Mahatma, that Mahatmaji, tell me, what was the reason of his death? Why did he die? He said that, King, this was the food which was keeping him alive. This time when he did not get the food of name and fame, after remaining hungry for 6 months, he could not live for any longer time, and at once he died. So this is also one of the tricks of the mind. If he cannot do anything else on us, he involves us in this kind of desire of the name and fame, and unless we get that food of name and fame, we cannot function properly. And when we do not get such food of name and fame, then we cannot survive.
The closing bhajan is on page 78. Takale manave kirpal pyari tai. Oh, my mind, look at the beloved Kripal. He who had the darshan of the Guru drank the cup of Amrit Nam. O mind, become determined to have the support of Kripal. Whoever made his master sit in his heart finished the cycle of 84. O my mind, keep the love for the glimpses of the master. Within whose heart the love of the Guru will come, for him the door of Sachkhand will be opened. O mind, memorize the hints of the true Guru. In a moment he removes the pain of the suffering ones. The ocean of love cannot be stopped. When he showers grace, the Lord liberates in a moment. The story of the love of the Master cannot be told. What praise can I do of the true beloved? Tell them, O Ajayb, of the glimpses of Kripal. O my mind, look at the beloved Kripal. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 78.
Darshana Guru Da Jisne Kita Amrit Naam Pyala Pita. Darshana Guru Da Jisne Kita Amrit Naam Pyala. Sahira de Chayayaka. Sachikhanda Tapuha Kula Jayeta Gurda Pyara Jisa Hirate Jayeta Sachikhanda Tapuha Kula Jayeta Ratale Naoe Sache Guru Te Ishare Tai Takale Manaoe Kirpala Pyare Tai Dukkhiya De Dukkha Ikka Pala Chani Varda Taliyana Javeyo Samanda Pyarada Dukkhiya De Dukkha Ikka Pala Chani Varda Taliyana Javeyo Samanda Pyarada Jada hoveka pala vicha tare sai takale manahoe kirpala pyare tai dasina kahani jaye guru te piyardi karakisi fatame sachi dilatardi dasina kahani jaye guru te piyardi karakisi fatame sachi dilatardi Vasale Ajay Kirpalade Najare Tai Takale Manaoe Kirpala Piyare Tai Takale Manaoe
Love of the Master cannot be told. What praise can I do of the True Beloved? Tell them, O Ajay, of the glimpses of Kripal. O my mind, look at the Beloved Kripal. May God bless us all.